Hey, welcome back to The Green Card with me, Katie Green. First little bit of promo, if you want to come see me live, I will be doing a work in progress at the Bill Murray at Angel Comedy Club the 19th of October. It's a Thursday, it's at 9:45. Tickets are available on my link tree on my Instagram at Katie G Comedy or on Angel Comedy's website. Come hang. Thank you. Hope you enjoy this episode. My guest today is Raj Pujara. Woo!
Am I in this bit? Yeah, yeah. Oh, hello. You said I'm going to do the intro, not we're going to do the intro.
Do whatever you want. Okay. Hello.
What? That's it? Just hello?
That's it. That's it. Raj Pujara in the building.
What's cracking?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm too much energy for you right now with your jet lag, hey?
Honestly, do you know what time it is for me?
Oh God, here we go. Everyone who's jet lag always has to say, do you know what time it is?
It's 11:30.
Already breaking up my studio.
It's a good start now.
Okay, so Raj Pujara, straight back from America. Tell me everything. How was it?
It was good. Do you know what I learned though?
What?
No one in America is fat anymore.
Because you went to New York City and LA.
Yeah.
Wait, did you end up going to Vegas?
Nah.
What? Why? What happened?
Just didn't happen. We just planned so much in LA that it just didn't work out.
Okay. Tell me the highlights and then also tell me the worst parts.
The highlights was... What was the highlights? My apartment was really nice in New York.
Yeah.
Like a roof terrace overlooking Manhattan.
Okay.
Really nice, real bougie living.
Yeah.
Then I found out what people pay in rent out there.
What are we talking?
That one's got to be like 4.8K.
What?
Yeah. And then I bumped into a guy in LA who lives in New York and he pays 5.2.
In Manhattan?
For a two bed. I was like,
what does he do?
He has a sick job, to be fair. He custom builds G-Wagons for celebrities.
Oh, well, where'd you meet this guy?
Comedy Store in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just...
All right, flex. Here we go.
Was that a flex?
Straight back from Hollywood.
LA is disgusting. It's dirty as fuck.
It is gross, isn't it?
I went to the Cecil Hotel.
What's that?
That was cool. You don't know Cecil Hotel?
No.
Dude, you know Cecil Hotel.
What's Cecil Hotel?
Downtown, where the girl got killed, the Netflix documentary.
No.
You don't know the Cecil Hotel?
No.
Dude, watch that. It's used to, like, serial killers used to stay there and crackheads, and one girl died there. She was on, like, a holiday. You don't know the Cecil Hotel?
No.
Wake up, man.
I'm sorry. You wake up. You're jet lagged.
So, you know who the Night Stalker is, right?
I swear to God, every person in the U.S. loves to talk about these things. I talk about how bad the crime is. You've just straight back from the U.S. and you're already
I saw no crime.
No crime
out there. I didn't even see a bit of road rage. I felt like starting some because I didn't see any.
Wait.
I didn't see no police, do nothing. I didn't see anything. I was driving out there. It was easier than here.
Yeah, it is easier.
Everything's right. Joe crashed the car 3 times.
Wait, did he?
He hit the curb. He hit my head off the ceiling of the car. And I can't remember what else he did. He went over this bump, but everywhere we go, I drive with my feet on the dash, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm obviously in a weird position, so I've just come straight up into the ceiling because he's gone over a bump. But LA don't really have bumps, so I think he went out of his way to find this one, you know, now that I think about it. Oh, we went to Universal Studios.
Yes.
But we went on like Halloween.
It is expensive. I've never been.
So I think I spent $150 for entry, but it's like 2 to 2 a.m. This is our second theme park because we went to Coney Island first in New York, right? But I paid the entry to get in this theme park. And this is how I know Americans aren't fat anymore. I was not built for any of them rides. They was like, oh no. So I was like, fuck that. All right, cool. So no more rides, yeah?
Wait, you couldn't go on any rides?
I went on one ride, yeah.
What ride?
I don't know, some spinny shit. It was all upside down or whatever. I'm not a fan of it anyway. But Universal was all the production, isn't
yes.
it? So the first ride, it really went downhill for us because we started off real wholesome. We went to like Homer Simpson
yeah.
ride and it's sick. What they do is sick. And then the Mummy.
The Mummy movies.
Transformers. All of that shit, right?
Wizarding World?
Where?
Wizarding World?
What, the Harry Potter one?
Yeah.
We dodged that one, you know. Yeah. I knew you'd be disappointed in us.
Well, that's the end of the podcast. And
I just think...
Are you joking?
A bit old for it, isn't it?
No one's too old for magic.
Yeah.
Wait, what? But you're not too old for Homer Simpson?
I just don't give a shit about Harry Potter. Do you ever watch the old films back and think that is a great movie?
No, I read the books back and think that's a good book.
You do not read the books back. You cannot tell me you're busy and you're reading Harry Potter 1. Don't, my admin, my this, my that, it's all piling up. I'm busy. And then you're reading Harry Potter 1. Why are you lying? Tell them the truth.
Okay, I haven't read them in a while. Yeah. I haven't.
You're never going to read them again either. Fuck. It's shit. The films are shit. I watched them for the first time in 2021.
And you didn't like them?
Maybe I was too old for them, but I thought everything about them was shit.
Okay. Okay, well, this podcast is taking a turn.
So I missed out that whole section.
Right.
Then the scare stuff started at like 5:30, but I was eating Panda Express then, so.
Oh.
We went at 7.
Panda Express.
Oh, Panda Express bangs.
Do you love it?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, wait, what?
Oh, Andrew and Penny came over in 1966 and opened Panda Express. Loved them.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? How long did you spend in Panda Express?
Enough to read the timeline of the store. Oh, Andy and Penny.
Wait, what? Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah. They got their 10th anniversary. They had 100 stores. They're killing it, them two.
Oh, my God. Wait, they're still alive?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Wait, is Panda Express your favorite American fast food?
No.
In-N-Out?
No, I don't know if this is controversial or not.
Okay, here we go.
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Bangs.
Okay, it is controversial, but
is it?
Well, I mean, I just feel like it's not one that people. I feel like depending on where you're from, I mean, In-N-Out is always like classic.
I didn't even go.
You didn't what?
Yeah, it's too busy.
The line goes so quick.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A. Mm. Okay, so basically, what you're saying is. Your favorite fast foods are the one that have no line.
So what happened was, yeah, we ate shit, but we ate rarely. We were eating it every like 12 hours.
Okay.
Like New York, I was doing 30,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
LA, I was doing like 500.
Right, that's LA.
Yeah, but we would like eat every 12 hours.
Okay.
So a couple of regrets.
What?
Cheesecake Factory. Banging.
Okay.
But why are the portions so big?
They're massive. But also the menu's so big. Everything's yeah. just like, it's too much there.
I got like a lunch special and it was like...
Massive.
Ridiculous.
The bread though. The bread's good.
What, the
good.
Three lumps of bread they give yeah. you at the start?
Yeah. You don't like it?
Spread it. It's,
yeah, but it's...
It's ruins the whole meal after because you get so much food. But Carl's Jr. was the spot.
Carl's Jr. Okay. What was your order?
It was the jalapeno burger.
Okay. All right. Three weeks in the US and you can't even say jalapeno right. Great.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. Oh, God.
How'd you say it?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Do people think you were
like... That song starts.
What?
Jalapeno. Listen, if you're gonna live my in my fucking country, gonna... yeah, you say it, how we fucking say it. All right, yeah, it's jalapeno. All right.
Oh my God. Did people think you were Latino?
Everyone.
Yeah, were they speaking to you in Spanish?
No.
Okay.
They just, we had a Mexican nod.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain this to Joe. Mexicans would just nod at me and I'd just nod back.
So people thought you were Latino. How did your British accent get you? Did people like to talk to you?
Are you asking me if I fucked because I got a British accent?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I did not.
You didn't?
I'm a good boy.
You are?
Well, no, it definitely works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good...
Okay.
It's a good asset to have.
All right. So how did you use it?
On stage, mainly.
Wait, you didn't use it with the girls?
I mean, I didn't put on a different accent.
No.
So I just spoke how... I might have walked past speaking louder than I normally do so people heard me.
You're just walking past the girls. Hello!
But see, that's how they mock me. And I'm like, that's not what I sound like.
Oh, do they mock you?
But, yeah, like, there was one girl in the Comedy Store green room that was like, going all out. Me and Joe were just like, the fuck is wrong with her? Like, she was in our face doing the British accent. I had to leave. Like, that's those moments where you're like, I'm going to take a time out. Joe, you deal with this because unless you're walking with me, I'm gone. Also, your cash machines are inside. That's crazy.
What were you getting cash for?
Tips and stuff.
Oh, were you tipping like
crazy? Oh, you thought I went to the strip club?
Yeah, I was
Man,
like...
Man, I really wanted to go to the strip club.
You wanted to go?
I did. I wanted to see some... Fat baddies, to be honest.
Okay.
I wanted to go to a hood strip club, though. I wanted it to look like a rap video.
Yeah, oh.
So I could pretend I was the rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your fantasy?
To be a rapper? It's not a fantasy. I live this life.
Okay. Can you rap?
No.
Okay. Have you ever tried it?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
But has it been recorded?
Fuck no.
What do you try? Freestyling?
I'm in the mirror. Yeah, all of that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I give it all the hands and everything.
Really?
What was that? Yeah, bandana. Like,
bandana?
I might have had a do-rag on. Get me. I was trying to get waves. No, I'm joking. I wasn't.
So you had a great time, though, all in all.
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think was the lower points?
The low points were the apartment in LA wasn't as good as New York, so okay. That was like backwards,
right?
But yeah, it was like a reptile enclosure.
Oh,
bear lizards.
Really? I'd love that.
Huh?
Yeah, I love lizards.
What?
I love reptiles, but besides snakes, I don't like snakes. Oh. I like alligators and lizards and iguanas.
Oh, have you met Reggie?
Reggie
the alligator.
No. Who's that?
Reggie. In the LA Zoo.
No. Reggie. I haven't gone to the LA Zoo.
What? Reggie was chilling.
Wait, how old is Reggie?
How old is he? Fuck knows.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought you were friends with him.
Tried to talk to him, but he was a bit snappy, wasn't he?
What else did you eat? What other...
We was bad with the food. We didn't really...
Explore?
Yeah. Everyone was saying the food trucks in LA. I never went to no food trucks. Yeah, it's bad. I went to IHOP.
Huh.
That I'm never doing again.
Yeah, it's not great.
Why do you need an omelette and free pancakes?
Okay, so that I like.
What?
I love... This is what the UK is missing. For breakfast, I need to have a sweet and a savory. If I only have one, it feels like I'm missing out.
Why does it have to come with... That's too much food.
Because here, like, you're spending £15 for an omelette when it's like, I don't even get pancakes.
Why are you spending £15 on an omelette?
Omelettes are kind of expensive here. But breakfast is expensive here.
Why don't you just make an omelette?
Because, well... That's a good point. I don't know. I don't like to cook that much.
What's the last thing you cooked?
Last thing I cooked?
Yeah, and when was it?
Microwave meal?
That's not cooking.
Like properly a whole meal?
Mm.
I made a quesadilla.
When?
I have about 4 quesadillas a day.
You make them?
Yeah.
Do you make the filling from scratch?
No, cheese?
No, obviously you don't make... Oh, you just make cheese...
Yeah.
Dude, that's not making a cheese sandwich, bro. That's not cooking. When's the last time you cooked?
I couldn't tell you. In the air fryer, maybe?
No, it doesn't count.
I don't.
This is why you're single.
This is why I'm single, Raj. I do think about this.
Yeah.
I think about this. This is a big thing in the...
Because you need to now find a man that cooks.
I don't know how to cook, and it does stress me out that I don't know how to cook, because it does feel like I'm less marketable.
But you know how to cook.
Not really.
Oh, so how would you make an omelette?
I could make it work, but
I could make it work. Why did you get British there? I could make it work.
I could make it work.
Go on.
But I just don't.
No, I want to know how you make
it. How'd I make it? Yeah. I'd get the eggs.
Yeah. How many eggs?
Three.
Three. Okay. Big, thick omelette.
Yeah. Scramble the eggs. Put them.
You're not cracking them first? Okay. That's. Can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs.
I mix up the mix,
right? What are you putting in it? Because I think I cooked them wrong, but go on.
Put them on the pan, and then I'm putting...
Oh, you don't mix it in the mix?
No.
Okay, cool.
I wait for a little bit.
You let it cook a little bit. Yeah,
and then I put bell peppers, spinach, maybe mushrooms. That's about it. And then maybe some cheese.
Okay, and then how'd you cook it?
Flip it over.
You flip it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I do it different.
What do you do?
So I crack the eggs, scramble them up. I put everything in the mix.
Oh.
And then I put it into the pan. And then I take the whole pan and I put it in the grill.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never figured that you'd cook.
Why not?
I just figured that your mom cooked for you all the time.
Okay. I don't know why you're trying to cock block me. Why are you telling them about my mom blood? What are you doing? Yeah, my mom lives with me.
Yeah, you live with your mom?
She lives with me, yeah.
I love how guys who live with their mom always love to make that clarification.
What? That they live with me?
Mom lives with you and not vice versa.
No, I live with my mom.
Okay.
And dad.
Okay.
They're together.
Right.
Happy.
I always pictured her cooking for you all the time.
Yeah, she does. But like, if I had to cook, it's omelets, boiled eggs, and pasta, I think. What'd you have for lunch?
I had a protein shake. I've been living off protein. Okay, so in America, you know, so no girls.
No girls.
Do you like American girls?
Yeah, they're all right. They're just British girls. But yeah, no girls.
No girls.
I don't know why you're trying. Are you? It's like you're trying to sell a story here.
I feel like you're always about the girls. Did you go out?
There was one night we were in New York, and we went to one of Joe's gigs and we walked in, and as we were leaving, this girl goes, "Oh, you're Raj. I saw you at Bill Murray." And I was like, "What?" And then we ended up drinking with her for the whole night. And the barman was going to drive us. I don't know what was going on. He was going to drive us to Atlantic City. I don't know why that didn't happen. The traffic's crazy out there. I don't understand.
So bad.
Where everyone's going. Like, what's everyone doing at 2 p.m.? Also, why is everyone in a bar networking all the time in L.A.?
Oh, is that the vibe you got?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's on. But I suppose we was in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's on all the time. Networking. Like, there was a group next to us and Joe was like, "Everyone in here is an actor." And I was like, "This guy is not an actor." And I just leaned in and went, "Are you an actor?" And he obviously thought that as like, "This guy's seen my work before."
Yes.
And just leaned back in his chair and started telling me everything about acting. And I was like, "Oh, damn, everyone is an actor.
Everyone is an actor." God, I remember one time I was out and we were like at a restaurant, and the waiter was talking about how he was an actor. And one of us was like, "Have you been anything?" And he was like, "Yeah." And we're like, "What?" And he was like, "I've been in things that people have seen." And I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah. That was it. Never told us anything else. But basically means he's been in nothing.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely-
Although Joe had an Uber driver that was a Grammy winner.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah,
he'd won a Grammy with Cardi B. How mad is that?
Wait, that sucks.
Yeah, he got screwed over with the pandemic. He's a producer and now he drives Uber. That's LA. Listen, do you know about the Mexican nod or am I teaching you something? Do you know about the Mexican nod or not?
No, I can see that.
Yeah,
that
it's when two overweight Mexicans walk past each other and they go, and that's it. We just walk past each other. We both know. As long as no one spoke Spanish to me, we was good.
Did no one ever try to speak Spanish to you?
A couple of Mexicans asked me how I grew my beard so good. I don't think Mexicans can grow beards. I have like the goatee, just like the Billy Goat goatee, you know, just off the chin. But no one has a full beard.
Okay, what did you say? How did
I said genetics, but I said genetics.
Only you can get away with that.
It's fucking loco, bro. Do you think I could just be Mexican?
I think you can pass. Did you see a lot of Indian people there?
None. My family was, and in the 7-Eleven, that is it. Like, don't get me wrong, as a country, you're shit at driving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do your brake lights flash when you're moving? Like, why don't you have indicators?
We do have indicators.
Nah, some cars, the red light flashes.
Wait, I think some people just aren't using their indicator.
No, they are, because the red light.
Oh.
What's the flashing symbol? Because this feels so...
Yeah, that feels like inappropriate.
It doesn't it? So what's like...
Flash. Like maybe like...
Flash, yeah, yeah.
Because what you're doing is this.
Yeah.
But you got to go like that.
That's flash.
Flash, yeah. Yeah.
That's not flash. That's after they flash. This leads to this.
It's gonna be great for the audio. They're gonna be like, wow, this.
Yeah, who's this deep toned Mexican British guy? Oh, yeah.
That's great.
So, none of this means anything to you.
Are you joking?
What?
What do you mean?
What's Brazil?
So, Brazil?
Yeah, a lot of you're not Brazilian.
Yeah, but I studied in Brazil.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I got my master's.
How many degrees you got?
Two. Well, three.
Three.
Well, four, technically.
Four degrees.
I don't count.
You've got 4 degrees. 4 degrees and you got to cook a fucking omelette. What are your degrees in?
My first one is an Associate's of Arts degree. Then with that, I transferred to UCLA and got a bachelor's degree in European Studies with a minor in theater. Then at UCLA, I did a master's degree in Latin American Studies. And then I did another master's degree at University of East London. In acting.
And what's next?
What's next? You know
what?
Are
you done studying now?
I'm done studying, but I would have liked my PhD.
Huh?
I would have.
In what? Fine art?
No, I don't know. I would have perhaps liked to.
I don't think you can be a doctor of acting.
No, I don't know actually, but I wouldn't have done acting. I would have done like something maybe on Latin culture of some sort. I don't know.
Oh, but what did you do your master's in?
My master's in... My Latin American studies, I focus on Brazilian studies, really.
That's when you went to Brazil.
That's when I went to Brazil. I got a scholarship to study Portuguese in Brazil.
So you speak Portuguese?
I do.
Fluently?
Not fluently.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you want to talk in Portuguese?
Yeah.
Go, you start.
Você fala português?
Yeah. Peri, peri. Peri days. That's Portuguese.
You don't even fucking remember the Nando's thing.
Yeah, that's all I had. Nothing else is in Portuguese apart mm-hmm. peri peri, bambino, peri peri bambino. It's in the menu for the kids.
Oh right, of course it is.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Listen, you date enough single mums, you know about bambinos. All right.
Do you date a lot of single moms?
Yeah, but the kids are always asleep. Wait.
No, I said, do you date, not fuck?
Oh, no, never date.
You don't date?
No.
I realize this.
How is this? We were talking about your wall. I'm really trying to control this conversation.
You are trying to control
this. Yeah, trying really hard to control this.
Yeah, you are. You are trying to go away. But I find this difficult. I was thinking about this the other day. The older you get, the more kids are quite a big picture in dating.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older, yeah. Because most people will have kids between 25 and 35, I guess.
But that's what makes me worried about the dating pool. Because there was this guy that was like, I was like, oh, he's cute. But I'm like, oh.
But does it matter if he's got a kid? What?
Well, I just feel like it doesn't matter. But I just feel like it's an extra obstacle that I don't know if I'd really.
Why is it an obstacle? You mean because there's an ex-partner that has to be in the picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I feel like with guys and girls are different. Because I feel like if you were to date somebody with kids, I feel like there's a higher probability that the dad was not a great guy or something, or there's a reason why the guy is not in the picture, right? Whereas with a girl, I feel like there's a higher probability that the mother will be very much so in the picture all the time, right?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, they'll have custody. But why is that a problem?
It's not a problem. I just think it's a obstacle that's really
hard.
What
about the age of the kid? Does that make a difference?
Kind of, yeah, maybe. So
if the kid was 16...
I'm like not great.
How old are you, 30?
I'm not good with kids. Are you good with kids? I can feel like you're good with kids.
Yeah, I think I've got a little...
paternal?
Yeah, I got daddy vibes, you know?
Yeah. Do you want kids?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
When do you think you'll know?
I should know. I don't think my life's a bit hectic that I don't think I could give enough time to a bambino.
Yeah, because I don't know if I want kids, but I feel like that's because I haven't met somebody.
Yeah, maybe that is what it comes down to. But like, you obviously have a time limit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, well, you knew, no, right?
Yeah.
I break you the news? Am I the doctor? Dr. Pajara just told me that I might not have kids.
Yeah.
If I don't hurry the fuck up.
I have a nephew and I love him, and I feel like that's enough because it still feels like familiar and my blood. But then I couldn't imagine, like, I don't want to get to like 50 and be like, oh God, I should have had kids. But then it'd be too late.
I mean, you could still adopt, but do you think it has to be your blood? I think if you meet the right person, I think it's down to that person. They might be like, yeah, I really want kids. Then you might sit down and think about it properly. The other thing is like, that person could have kids already and then they're like, oh, I don't want another kid.
I feel like that's a problem with dating as well.
What's in there?
So I'm going to ask you some
questions. This whole time I thought you've been putting your hand in your tea, you know? No. She's crazy.
No, okay. So
you're going to ask me a question?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Basically, these questions are like meant to make you be more vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get to know each other. Is that great?
Yeah, that's great.
You're probably one of my oldest friends here and still...
I still remember when I met you.
When?
Leicester Square New Comedian of the Year.
Oh, I remember that. That was a long time ago. But you're probably my oldest friend here.
So I should get these right. Are they about you?
No. They're not about me. They're
thank
just
God.
No, I'm just saying you're my oldest friend here. But are we that vulnerable?
No, we just cuss each other. I cuss you.
Yeah, and I take
you
it.
Take it.
Yeah.
So yeah, one of us is vulnerable. Okay.
This is actually the last question. Maybe we'll come back to that.
Oh. Maybe. What, so you're going to ask me 36 questions?
No, I'm not going to ask you 36.
I was going to say, blood.
Oh, maybe this is too deep. If you
don't ask me if it's too deep.
Okay. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are now living? And why?
Absolutely, yeah. Wouldn't anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd quit my job. I'd take all my savings and I'd just gallivant.
What's the first thing you do?
I'd go to Puerto Rico.
Would you?
Yeah, you told me it's nice.
Wait, what would be like actual first thing
you
do?
Yeah, I'd just swan around the world, yeah.
You travel?
In first class, yeah, 100%. I'm dying. Let me go in first class.
So you'd travel?
I'd travel. I'd probably, on my last few days, do heroin.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to know what it feels like. But I know it's addictive, so I'd only do it if I'm dying. Like, I want to know what that euphoria is like. When you do heroin. I know that sounds nuts.
No, I think that's a valid thing.
So yeah, I'd just go around the world. I'd do every continent for a year. Just boom, 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 boom. All round. Come home. Which is sad, obviously, because I wouldn't spend any time with my family. But they've had me for all these years anyway. And then I'd come back, say bye to them, do heroin and call it a day. Is that vulnerable? Was that vulnerable?
No, I feel like you've basically just said that you'd be like every other pop star.
Yeah, but that's how they live, like they're dying, yeah. Right?
What do you think that you're missing from your life now that you'd prefer, that you'd wish that you...
I could do that.
Well, no, do you think like... Because for me, I would probably say, yeah, I'd like to travel. I'd probably say the same thing, minus the heroin. I've never had
You don't want to try it even?
No, no.
What if it gives you the maddest... Like you see some shit.
See, I'm not big on like drugs like that.
Oh, because I did a gummy out in New York.
A heroin gummy?
No.
I'm like, wow, they're innovative.
Just a weed? Edible. Yeah. Lost a day.
You lost a whole day? Hot. You were too high?
Yeah, I was just lying in bed. Yeah, I saw some shit and I just went to bed.
What do you see?
You just see mad shapes and you just shut your eyes and you'll still see colors and shit flying about. And it is mad. I will say it's mad. It's fun. But I think the error we made was we did it while we were home.
Oh.
Whereas the second time we'd done it, we was flying out. Also, I got drug swabbed in every airport and I got the full search. Where they're like, do you want to go to a private room? And I'm like, no, let's just do it here. I know what it is now. But New York to LA and LA to London, both times they pulled me in.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that scanning machine where you put your hands up, but my balls are always red on that machine.
Wait, really?
Always red.
That can't be good.
What is that, health thing?
I don't know. It detects metal.
Shut up. Nah, it doesn't. Yeah, well, the machine you scan in, detects metal.
Isn't it a metal detector?
No.
Why are your balls being lit red?
I don't know. They're not doctors. I didn't want to ask them, but both times it was the same spot.
Ladies.
Do you reckon that means something? Because it made me think.
Maybe something.
Maybe it's just heat.
Heat?
Yeah.
When your whole body?
It was a long time. They were full.
Great. I don't know if I feel like what I would do, because I think if I only had 1 year to live, I feel like I'd be more reckless with telling people things.
Oh, you wouldn't go and have orgies and shit?
Well, maybe.
Would you go and do crazy shit? I love that I switch everything on you.
And you know what? It's a sign you're not vulnerable.
I'm not vulnerable.
Because you're switching it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm not vulnerable.
I feel like you are vulnerable in some regards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What regard?
I think sometimes, but you don't express how you are all the time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I don't think you think you should. I think you should only do it with certain people, maybe.
That makes sense. I do it with everybody, which is probably a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm not vulnerable.
I think it's just hard for guys. Guys are conditioned to not talk about their emotions, are they? Or their feelings.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, then, you know, people go to therapy and talk about it all the time. Now men will go to therapy and talk about it.
Have you gone to therapy?
No. Should I?
I don't think. I mean,
what would I talk about?
Do you have anything that?
No, I'm pretty cushy, you know. Yeah, mum makes omelets. Chilling. What else is there to say?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I'm probably broken in some ways.
You think so?
Probably.
Were you bullied?
No.
Damn.
Why? Am I bullyable?
No, I just think that it'd help humanize you.
Why do you think I'm
no
superhuman? Well, yeah, arrogant.
With your metal balls?
Hey, I'm worried.
Why do you think that you got into comedy? Because I feel like mine is because I was an outcast.
I just really enjoyed comedy.
Great.
Yeah. Are you trying to find something here? It's not there.
I'm trying to find. I'm going to dig.
I didn't even experience loss till I was a big age.
Yeah, I remember that.
So you're like, you're cool with it, right? You're like, okay, this person lived till 85.
Right.
So you can come to terms with it a bit easier. Like, okay, yeah, there's a void in your house and whatever, but it's easier to deal with than someone who's taken quickly from you or young.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe I wasn't even really that vulnerable in that moment. It is the last time I cried though.
Yeah. That was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
You haven't cried since?
Since 2022. July 2022. It's my 13th month anniversary of not crying.
Really?
I've cried from laughter.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Who's your jokes?
No, but I can't remember what it was.
I can imagine they'd be your jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be reckless. I'd be reckless and I'd tell people I liked them, and I'd be
you
like,
"You tell people, oh, that's for you." Oh God, slow down, Katie. That's what you call reckless.
Yeah, yeah, that's reckless.
No, reckless is going up to a guy and saying, "I want to suck your dick right now."
That's reckless.
Well, you're just saying, "I kind of like you."
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'd be like, "I like you."
That's reckless. Why don't you just start doing that now?
Oh, I actually like physically can't. Like I physically can't.
All right, let's try it.
Okay.
I'm the guy of your dreams.
Okay.
And I'm in a coffee shop.
Okay. No, I can't.
Why?
No, I'd just be so embarrassed. You know what I would do? I would find you on Facebook. And I've done this before. I'd find you on Facebook and then maybe ask you out on Facebook.
So you would actually do the asking out?
Well, I have done so before. Yes. Yeah,
so that's basically saying I like you.
But I think, though, the older I get, the more like it's like...
But 1 year to live, time is of the essence. Well, it's dicks. You can't be fucking around with this, I like you, let's go out. It's dicks.
Well, yeah, mine as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I'd want intimacy, you know? You'd want to like have a
role play intimacy. Cool.
Just, wait, what do you mean role play intimacy?
Just play it. Play intimacy, innit?
No.
Oh, it has to be. You have to have that connection before you have that insertion.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, okay. It's pretty not. You know what?
But if you get slammed in doggy, it can be anyone you want.
No.
Okay.
If I
pretend.
If I don't like them, I just feel like I'm super disengaged.
That's real, like, go get it, girl attitude is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know.
But I've just never been able to, like, if I don't like them emotionally, then I'll be thinking about loads of other things. Or you know what? I can be kind of, like, mean as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
You know when, like, someone's trying to be, like, when someone else is in a mood and you're not in the mood. And it just makes me laugh sometimes.
Have you seen a micro penis before?
I've never.
I just wondered if you had. What's the next question?
Next question. Okay. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen.
What the fuck is this?
So what's a personal problem you're going through right now?
I don't have any personal
problems. Come on, Raj. You have a personal problem. Let's talk about it.
Do I?
I don't know.
I don't think I do.
You must have a personal problem. I can think of 17,000 personal problems.
Give me one of yours.
No, not yet.
I just want an example.
Okay, so I'd say, so my personal problem would be like, okay, I don't know how to handle rejection well.
Oh, okay. So anything like that?
Yeah. Or it could be something very specific. Like argument.
There's loads, man. Okay. What, just random shit like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I could reel off so many. Okay. I wear super baggy clothes because I don't like tight clothes.
Okay.
Because I feel self-conscious of the way I look.
Okay.
Is that one?
That's vulnerable. Okay,
that's vulnerable.
Wow, that's really vulnerable.
But always swaggy.
Yeah, you are always swaggy. And I wish you might handle it. Okay.
God, so, tell me to go to the gym. God.
I'm reflecting back. No, that's fair. I do the same as well, though. I will.
So how would you deal with it?
Well, what are you doing about it?
I'm back since the holiday.
Yeah.
I'm back on eating cleaner and...
You've been back for 24 hours.
Yeah. I've just upset I was. See how upset I was. I lost 5 hours there, man. Like today, all I had was 3 boiled eggs.
That's insane. And did your mama cook them for you?
Yeah, she did. She sure did.
Okay.
She's a caterer though, right? She's always at the hub, so I wouldn't get a chance to go to the hub, so she has to. So I'm back on that, and I'm going to the gym tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm gonna start swimming again.
Right. See, that's good.
Yeah, and what I want to do is get to a size I'm happy with. I do not want to be skinny. I want to make that very clear.
I have
a big head. I'll look like a lollipop. I just want a little bit of chunk, you know, a little bit off the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been a size that you're happy with?
Oh yeah, Post-COVID, I was a different man then. Yeah, that was...
Post-COVID.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was at Fulham them times. Mm-hmm. That size, I was happy with.
Okay.
And then it just went wrong somewhere. I don't know where it went wrong. I'd love to know why I eat. Because I watched a whale on the plane back, right?
Oh, wait, I don't think I could watch that. It was a bit scary for me.
Why?
I just feel really sad for him.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah. The guy next to me on the plane, because me and Joe booked separate seats.
Okay.
We tried to be tactical. He got the aisle, I got the window, and we was praying no one got the middle.
And someone got the middle.
Some lanky American guy got the middle, man, doing my fucking head in. I'm sure he farted in his sleep as well. But he was looking at me like, you doing some research here, buddy? it's a really sad story.
Really sad.
I like the way he eats pizza, man. He puts one on top of the other and then he eats both at once.
That's, so wait, so
he makes a sandwich out of the pizza.
For context,
and I'm
the whale.
So here for that. But I wanted, like, what made him eat? And maybe I should see someone about that. What makes me,
yeah,
eat shit?
Because your relationship with food is all psychological, isn't it?
It's more like the times I eat. I'm not regimented. And it's maybe because I don't cook how I'd like to cook. And if I could, I'd be more on top of it. But I just eat on the go, right? So you eat at dumb times and you eat dumb food. So that's why I started fasting. So then I stop eating at 6 o'clock. And that way I can't eat shit
because
I'm fasting. And that worked a treat. Like, I think my longest fast was 88 hours. That's a long old time.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But, like, do you, because for me, because I used to be bigger and I eat when I'm sad.
I never feel sad though.
Never?
I don't think so. I feel lonely. I don't feel sad. And even lonely, it's because I'm not with someone.
Right.
I always, like, I can't really spend time by myself. I don't enjoy it.
Is that not something that...
Oh yeah, it's probably way deeper. I just,
yeah,
like hotels, I'm like, what the fuck do I do here? Like, so
loneliness is my biggest.
But that's how I'm going to end up, right?
No,
think about it. My mum and dad, they'll be of age, they'll pass, and then it will just be me.
No, but I think this is why it's really important to have like friendships and like relationships and things like that, because I felt like loneliness, I think, is probably my biggest battle to deal with, and especially moving over here.
But I don't think I'm lonely. I just don't like being alone. Yeah.
Do you ever feel lonely though?
I could at any point go and see someone. Yeah.
Like, but that's not going to change. You're going to get older and you'll still be able to see people.
Yeah, but some of those people have now got their families of their own. I couldn't just rock up on their doorstep, right?
I'm sure you could.
I mean, yeah, I could but not just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if I'm sat at home and I'm like, I'm bored. Like I'll always think I'm bored. Maybe it's deeper than that though, right? I just don't like being alone. So I'll go and see a friend.
Right.
And I'll sit with him and we'll do the same thing I was doing at home in silence.
Yeah.
But I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I feel the same way, but I don't have the people that I like is being moving over here.
Yeah, that's tough.
And because in LA I had it, and I had always like, I had like four friends I can think of right now that I'd be like, can we hang out? Can we go get something food? Can we get ice cream? Whatever. But like here, I don't have that.
Yeah. No, you do.
It's harder to do because I phone you, there's been times I phone you up and you're like, you're like 45 minutes away from me. So it's like long.
Yeah.
You know?
But, There's people closer, and because we're like comedians, we can just rock into any comedy club and you're automatically not alone, right?
Yes, to an extent though, because it's also like sometimes you don't want to be at work.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
That's the worst
like,
part.
This was like 3 weeks off and LA was like a holiday, which felt nice. But yeah, is that a vulnerability? Did you enjoy that?
Did you enjoy that?
See me at my weakest point? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed that so much.
You
actually.
Did, didn't you? I think you did.
I really love that.
Some people are going to be analysing my body language there. I leaned, I came in, I moved the mic. Work it out.
How did it feel for you being vulnerable?
I don't think that was vulnerable. That was...
Okay.
I don't see it like that. I don't know.
Okay. What can we get you to say that is vulnerable?
I don't think you can.
Great. I'm glad we got through to you.
Is that what you want? You just... I thought that was it.
I like a little deeper than... I think we did get that, though, because you were vulnerable with the loneliness, feeling alone.
Yeah. What would you want? Do you want me to cry?
That would be nice.
Would you want me to cry?
Yeah.
I can cry. I can't cry. Oh, it's coming a little bit. It's my acting career. Nah, it's gone.
All right, Raj Pujara. Thank you so much for doing this. Is there anything you want to plug?
No.
Great.
You got anyone in Switzerland?
No.
No, I'm in Switzerland soon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We love that.
We're doing bits.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me.
There's a lot of cameras.
There's so many cameras. You got to look at them.
Shall I wave at each one?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.